Kyle Parker was a two-sport star at Clemson. He's down to just football right now. He's going to start a pro baseball career pretty soon as well, though. Kyle, you're the first player in Division I history to throw 20 touchdown passes and hit 20 home runs in the same academic year. Your goal was to be a 15-15 guy, if I remember right. Why was that so important to you heading into last season?
Well, I went out there, and obviously I threw 20 touchdowns, and I knew I had the ability to at least hit more than 15 home runs. And honestly, it wasn't really something I thought about until I got so close and I started looking up on it and realized no one's ever done that before.
What's the most memorable touchdown you threw last year?
Probably an overtime touchdown versus Miami.
How about the most memorable home run?
I don't know. I had a couple of them, and, excited to get the opportunity to be out there. I think all of them, helped our team out.
You helped the Clemson baseball team get to the College World Series just a couple of months ago. Looking back on it now, how would you describe that experience?
No, it was very exciting, and getting to go out to Omaha in the last year was an awesome experience, and I think it's something you can look back on and, really reflect on and say you did that.
You also helped lead the football team to a Music City Bowl win last year. How do those two experiences compare? A bowl game compared to the College World Series, you're one of just a handful of guys who's got to do both.
I think they're both extremely exciting, and I had a good time doing both of them, and getting to go out there and play against some great competition was an awesome experience.
Your biggest rival, South Carolina, though, they not only win the College World Series, but they eliminated you guys to get to the Championship Series. How tough was it to see them win it all?
Oh, it was extremely tough, especially since we thought we should have won.
You signed a pro contract after being drafted in the first round by the Colorado Rockies, meaning you're going to play football this fall, but you're done with baseball at Clemson. Was it a tough decision for you to make to forego what would have been your last baseball season and sign that pro contract?
Yeah, it was extremely tough, and the biggest thing was that it would do what I felt was right for me and my future. And, the good thing is Coach Leggett and all those guys understood and they respected it.
There was kind of a time there. You had your deadline, and then the signing day came, about a week or so ago. There was a time there when it looked like you might not sign with the Rockies. What did it come down to, and what ultimately put you kind of over the top to make that decision?
Well, I just thought it was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Not a whole lot of guys get selected in the first round, and I thought I think I am going to get a legitimate shot of making it to the major league, so ultimately that was what affected my decision.
Well, you still have two more years of football eligibility left after this year, and you're going to spring training now next spring. Do you see yourself playing football again a year from now?
It's tough to say right now. I think we're just going to go through the season and, see what decisions can be made at the end and, go from there.
This is year two for you as the starting quarterback. How much different is it for you now, your preparation and just your overall knowledge of the position and everything this year compared to a year ago?
I think I learned a lot last year, so this year I can kind of, take from that and hopefully not make the same mistakes that I did last year.
Did you grow up dreaming of playing in the big leagues or in the NFL?
I've been the type of guy that always played football in the fall and baseball in the spring, so I picture myself doing both.
Do you see yourself then, is that your goal, NFL and big leagues, a Deion Sanders-like career, if that's possible?
It's really tough to say right now. It just comes down to what I want to do and what I think is best for my future. Right now I couldn't really answer that, and I guess we're just going to have to see how it goes, and I'll make decisions from there.
What's been the best thing about playing two sports in college?
I've got to experience a lot of things that a lot of guys haven't. Like we were talking about earlier, going to a bowl game, going to Omaha, and, just being in the spotlight all the time, it's extremely exciting.
What about the toughest thing?
The toughest thing is going to class, I'll tell you that much.
I guess it's even tougher when you've got two sports, two coaches, two practices, and everything else kind of splitting your time, huh?
Yeah, seriously.
All right. Before I let you go, Kyle, I want to do some word association with you. I'm going to throw some things at you. You just tell me what comes to mind, all right?
Okay.
Let's start with a former football teammate of yours, C.J. Spiller.
Fast.
How about a former Clemson baseball teammate, Jeff Schaus?
Let me think on that one, freak.
Your baseball, Clemson baseball coach, Jack Leggett.
Intense.
How about another two-sport star, Russell Wilson from North Carolina State?
Talented.
Your football coach, Dabo Swinney.
Enthusiastic.
And the last one, Kyle Parker.
Man, oh, that's a trick question. I don't know. I would have to say humble, but, I'll throw at people to think.
Clemson quarterback and soon-to-be Colorado Rocky Kyle Parker. Thanks a lot. Best of luck to you in both your baseball and football careers.
Yes, sir. Thank you. See you.